Today is the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote in the U.S., but that right came much earlier in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Wyoming was just a territory when it started letting women vote in 1869, long before the 19th Amendment. But that was mainly to attract more white settlers and effectively outnumber non-white residents like Native Americans.
I mean, Native women don't get full citizenship until the 1940s.
Virginia Scharf is a history professor at the University of New Mexico, and she says the Transcontinental Railroad was coming through and the nation's government wanted to populate areas with white settlers.
Really, the bottom line is colonialism and white supremacy just kind of combined to create ideal conditions under which this woman's suffrage law could pass.
Soon after Wyoming passed its law, Utah did the same for similar reasons. In fact, every territory and state in the West allowed it before the 19th Amendment, except New Mexico. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.